Softvert User Manual, Tape 3, Side 2. Chapter 4 continued, page 98 continued. Number 11, PC Screen Echo, Communication. PC Screen Echo accepted. Responses from the PC are verbalized immediately. This setting is useful when working with commands at the DOS level or with application programs which speak in communication mode, for example, with the DOS, DIR, and copy commands. PC Screen Echo ignored. The setting causes the responses from the PC to be ignored or not spoken. It is useful with programs which cause the words to be spelled as they are typed, even though you have set the Words option to Words On. Page 99. It is also useful if you are getting an unwanted echo from a remote computer during a telecommunications session. Note, you should always try to use the, quote, accepted, end quote, option. Select, quote, ignored, end quote, only when unwanted doubling or echoing occurs. Number 12, PC keys received, communication. PC keys received immediately. This setting is used when using a standalone applications program on your PC. PC keys received from remote computer. This setting is used with the PC when it is emulating a computer terminal. This setting should be used only if you are an experienced Softvert user. It is useful if Softvert is pronouncing words twice. For example, if you type the command, quote, who, W-H-O, end quote, and you hear, quote, who, end quote, or who, end quote, then change to this setting. The setting tells Softvert to announce the keystroke echo returning from the remote computer instead of the keys from the PC keyboard. Try the, quote, immediate, end quote, setting first, and if the words are still jumbled, use this setting. The setting should be changed when you exit the terminal emulator. It should not be used along with the, quote, PC screen echo ignored, end quote, option. This setting may be used with some programs if you do not want to hear your input, but still want to hear the program-supplied responses. Number 13, PC screen highlighting, universal. PC screen highlighting ignored. With this setting, Softvert does not differentiate between regular, highlighted, or underlined words. PC screen highlighting toned. This setting causes your synthesizer to sound a double audio cue at the beginning and end of a, quote, highlighted, end quote, area. A, quote, highlighted, end quote, area is one which changes screen attributes. For example, going from a bright character to a normal character, or from a green color to a blue color, generates the, quote, highlight, end quote, audio cues. The audio cues are produced in screen review mode and with the selective speech commands in communication mode. This setting is useful when one needs the exact format of the screen. Some synthesizers may not support this feature of Softvert. Page 100, PC screen highlighting, toned and colors spoken. When selected, your synthesizer emits tones at highlighted text and Softvert announces the color. It also indicates whether the text is blinking in monochrome displays. Monochrome displays can underline text and generate inverse video characters, paren, dark characters on light background, close paren. Vert says, quote, inverse, end quote, or, quote, underline, end quote, for this type of display. Even though you cannot see colors on a monochrome display, the attributes may be present in the PC's display memory. If so, Vert speaks the color, even though it may not be visually perceived. Note, be sure to read the section, quote, speaking colors, end quote. It tells you how to restrict your output to just one color, describe searching for colors, and list the colors and their corresponding attribute numbers. Number 14, identical characters, universal. Identical characters spoken as two. Only the first two in a string of identical characters are spoken. Thus, star, 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 word, star, 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 would be spoken as star, star, word, star, star. Identical characters spoken. All identical characters in a string are spoken. Thus, star, 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 word, star, 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 would be spoken as star, 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 word, star, 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 star. identical character spoken as one. Only the first in a string of identical characters is spoken. Thus, star, 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 word, star, 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 would be spoken as star, word, star. Page 101. Note, in communication mode, your entries are always spoken exactly as typed, for accuracy. However, messages from a remote computer or from the program are suppressed as described above. The suppression also occurs whenever you use the Control T command. Number 15, cursor keys, communication. Cursor keys say text at cursor. Causes software to speak the text as you move the cursor. This function is useful for scanning text in communication mode. It allows you to read text in any location on the screen where your program lets you move the cursor. Cursor keys silent. Cursor moves without verbalizations when the cursor keys are pressed. Number 16, special letter keys, universal. Special letter keys via control. This setting tells software that the control key is to be held down when pressing one of the special letter keys, the ones which software treats as its own commands. Special letter keys via alt. This tells software that the alt key is to be held down while pressing the special letter key. When the alt option is chosen, all control keys pass directly to the application program. The function works the same in review mode with one minor difference. The control key always invokes the special letter keys in review mode. For example, in review mode with the alt option, you may press either control T or alt T to hear the current PC cursor line. Number 17, message form, universal. Long form of messages spoken. All software messages are spoken in their quote complete end quote or quote long end quote form. Short form. Most messages are spoken in a shortened form to save time. For example, the quote top of memory end quote message becomes quote top end quote when this option is selected. Page 102. Number 18. Command override. Command override on in communication mode. Each communication mode command interrupts the previous command. This is useful, for example, for skimming up and down lines without having to listen to each line completely. Command override on in communication and review mode. Each command interrupts previous commands in communication mode and review mode. Command override off. Does not let a new software command be executed until the current command completes. This option is helpful for keyboard macros that send keys quickly. You can also listen to a document in a word processing program by pressing the down cursor key many times. Control B still overrides a command to stop verbalization in progress. Number 19, line numbers, universal. Line number silent. No line numbers are spoken when the I, K, and comma keys are pressed. Line number spoken. Speaks the line number. The line review keys I, K, and comma cause the line number to be spoken. The quote speak any line command end quote paren control space close paren also causes a verbalization of the line number. Number 20. Cursor pause. Communication. Cursor pause off. No time interval is inserted by software after pressing a cursor key. Cursor pause 1, cursor pause 2, cursor pause 3, cursor pause 4, cursor pause 5, cursor pause 6, page 103. One must experiment with the application program to determine the best value. Cursor pause off is the correct setting for most programs. Some word processing programs, as well as some terminal emulation packages, may require different settings. The pause also slows the cursor, quote, route, end quote, function. If the route is not landing at the correct location, try increasing the pause value. WordStar, for example, works best with a pause of 5. If software speaks the character your cursor left instead of the character it landed on, that means you need to increase the cursor pause setting. Number 21, forms processing, communication. Forms processing off does not do anything special for forms. Forms processing on with tabs. Informs software that you want to navigate around a form and hear the protected field questions and labels residing between the unprotected entry fields. Soffert assumes that the tab key advances the cursor to the next non-protected field and that the back tab, paren, the shift tab key, close paren, moves to the previous unprotected field. Forms processing on with tabs and return. This setting selected, Soffert verbalizes the intervening material when either the tab or the return key is pressed to accommodate forms programs which use the return key to move from one field to the next. When you press the tab, back tab, or return, Soffert automatically speaks the intervening protected field label, provided it either starts with two spaces or at the left side of the screen. The Control J and Control K keys also work differently in forms processing mode. Control J speaks from the beginning of the label up to the cursor. Control K speaks from the cursor to the next label. Thus, pressing Control J lets you hear the current label of the field, while Control K lets you hear the non-protected text. For example, the answer which has been typed in, page 104. The labels must be on the same line as the cursor. You can specify what you want Soffert to read in a form by using another Soffert command, the grave accent. For more information, refer to the section on the grave accent earlier in this chapter. Number 22, typing override communication. Typing override off. Letters or words typed depending upon whether words on or word input spell is chosen are pronounced in turn even if the speech falls behind the typing. Typing override on. Any typing keystroke interrupts speech in progress so that speech does not fall behind typing. Number 23, alt 1 through 0 communication. Alt 1 through 0 on. The Alt key with the numbers 1 through 0 causes windows 1 through 0 to be spoken. Alt 1 through 0 off. These keys are passed through to the application program. Number 24, route check. Route check on. Cursor routing includes a check of the absolute position of the cursor on the screen to determine the success or failure of the routing. Route check off. The horizontal position of the cursor is checked after routing, but not the vertical position. Thus, cursor routing can be used with programs such as QWERTY, Q-W-E-R-T-Y, which do not permit full-screen cursor movement. If your word processor's cursor does not route completely, even with a cursor pause, then set route check off. Route check left and right. The vertical position of the cursor is checked after routing, but not the horizontal position. Page 105. Number 25, speak delete communication. Speak next letter to be deleted. Tells Soffert to speak the letter which will be deleted next. For example, let's say the cursor is under the D in the word dog. When you press the delete key, Bert will say O because the O will be the next character deleted. Speak current character which is deleted. Tells Soffert to speak the letter which was deleted. In the above example, pressing the delete key would cause Soffert to speak D. Number 26, end of word delay communication. This option may be set from 0 to 3. The delay adjusts the number of clock cycles to wait after receiving text before sending it on to the synthesizer. If text is being received relatively slowly, as from a modem, words or letters may be sent one by one to the synthesizer. In such case, the speech will be choppy or spelled out, and this parameter should be increased. If Soffert does not speak the last line of a file when you issue the DOS type or DIR command, you should increase this setting. Number 27, graphics review. Graphics off. Extended ASCII characters are not spoken when they are encountered, although once located, they may be identified using the Control I command. Graphics on. Causes Soffert to say, quote, graphic, end quote, when an extended ASCII character is encountered in review mode. The identical character option number 14 should be set at 1 or 2 so that a line of extended ASCII characters will not speak the word, quote, graphic, end quote, many times. The first time the option is turned on, the graphic characters will not be spoken. You must exit review mode, then enter again, because a copy of the screen has already been stored by Soffert when you entered review mode. Once you have entered screen review mode, this option may be toggled on and off at will with a hotkey. Page 106. You may search for graphic characters on the screen. Enter screen review mode while the graphic option is on. Position the announcer before the graphic text or at the top of the screen. Press the slash key. Vert is now waiting for a search string. Press Control 6. Press the Enter key to begin the search. For example, pressing just one Control 6 will look for the next graphic character. Pressing, quote, Hello, Control 6, end quote, will look for the word, quote, Hello, end quote, and a graphic character. Number 28, Silent Windows. Restricted to communications mode means that the Silent Windows program does not silence any portion of windows or of screens read in review mode. Active in Windows. Silences areas of windows read with window reading commands like Alt 0 through 9 or Control Spacebar function key. Number 29, Cursor Type Communication. Hardware Cursor. The computer stores its cursor location in two places. One location is on the video adapter card. The other is in the operating system or BIOS, B-I-O-S. The hardware cursor option gets its information from the adapter card. This is most accurate and works better with programs such as Sidekick. Operating system cursor. SoftVert received from the BIOS, basic input-output system, This option may work better with some programs. Number 30, not assigned, review. This option is used to cancel a hotkey selection. Enter the verbal options menu, go to option 30, and press the hotkey that you wish to, quote, unassign, end quote, and it will no longer act as a hotkey. Hotkeys. Hotkeys permit you to change verbal options menu options without entering the verbal options menu. If you change some verbal options frequently, you should put them on hotkeys. SoftVert has 10 hotkeys. The hotkeys are page 107, exclamation point, at sign, number sign, dollar sign, percent sign, caret, ampersand, star, open paren, close paren. These are the shifted number keys, paren, above the letter keys, close paren. Define hotkeys in the verbal options menu. While you're at a verbal option you want as a hotkey, press the hotkey, paren, a shifted number key, close paren. SoftVert will say, quote, hotkey assigned, end quote. You may use a hotkey in either review mode or communication mode. In review mode, press the hotkey you have set. In communication mode, type Control Spacebar followed by the hotkey. Dictionary menu. The Vert dictionary allows you to set pronunciation of up to 100 entries. Do not confuse this with a word processor's dictionary, which is used for its spell checker and thesaurus. Vert's dictionary can hold 1,200 characters. Each entry can be as long as you want. To use the dictionary, you must set verbal option number 4, dictionary, to the, quote, in use, end quote, setting, paren. The default is dictionary ignored, close paren. You can use the dictionary to correct pronunciation of words such as foreign language words or proper names that SoftVert mispronounces. You can expand abbreviations. For example, you can enter, quote, USA, end quote, parenthesis without the quotes, end quote, in the dictionary to be spoken as, quote, United States of America, end quote. Enter the dictionary by typing Control D in review mode. SoftVert will say, quote, dictionary ready, entry is, end quote, followed by the first dictionary entry. The following commands are available in the dictionary. A, add entry to dictionary. D, delete entry from dictionary. Enter, go to next dictionary entry. B, go back to previous dictionary entry. Spacebar, repeat last entry. F, free space in dictionary. Control E, exit dictionary menu. Page 108. When you are finished using the dictionary menu, you can exit with the command Control E. This returns you to review mode. Following is a description of each of the above commands. A, add entry to dictionary. This command allows you to make new dictionary entries. Give this command and SoftVert will say, quote, enter name, space, and the dictionary entry, end quote. First enter the word whose pronunciation you want Vert to change. Remember the following points. Number 1. You cannot mix alphanumeric characters, parentheses, letters and numbers, close parentheses, with punctuation in one entry. Number 2. You cannot have any spaces in your entry. Number 3. BERT does not care if you have upper or lowercase letters in your entry. After you type your word, type a space. This space is very important to SoftVert. The space is the character BERT uses to separate the word from its phonetic pronunciation. Everything before the space is the word. Everything after the space is the new pronunciation. This is why you cannot have spaces in your original word, but can have them in your pronunciation correction. Next, type the new pronunciation for your word. This pronunciation can have spaces in it, paren, as in United States of America, close paren. When you have entered your word and its new pronunciation, press the Enter key. This saves the entry and allows you to enter another word. If you want to enter another word, you can do so. Remember to press Control E to exit, quote, add, end quote, mode. To summarize, to enter, quote, United States of America, end quote, as the pronunciation for USA, type the following. Number 1, USA. Number 2, spacebar. Number 3, United States of America. Number 4, Control E. Page 109. The exception key, Control X, has a special function in the dictionary. It enables you to assign verbalization of control keys, paren Control A through Control Z, close paren, to other keys. D. Delete entry from dictionary. Delete the last entry verbalized. Enter. Go to next dictionary entry. Advances to the next dictionary entry and speaks it. B. Go back to previous dictionary entry. Goes back to the previous dictionary entry and verbalizes it. If you enter this command immediately after you enter the dictionary menu, BERT will read the last word you entered to the dictionary. Spacebar. Repeat last entry. Repeats the last entry verbalized. F. Free space in dictionary. Tells you how many words and characters are available in the dictionary. Control E. Exit dictionary menu. Exit the dictionary menu and returns you to review mode. SoftVert utility programs. SoftVert has several utility programs. They are the VU program, which allows you to save and load your configurations, parentheses, your verbal options, windows, place markers, dictionary settings, and speech parameters, close parentheses. The VLAB, V-L-A-B, program, which allows you to create, save, and load verbal labels for your function keys. Page 110. The SW, paren, silent windows, close paren, program, which allows you to silence specific screen areas. All these programs run from DOS and can be included in your batch files. We will cover each program in this section. Using VU. The VU program has three different options, save, load, and label. We will discuss save and load in this section. We will discuss VU label in the next section on VLAB, V-L-A-B. Note, the VU program has an additional function that you cannot set. We use VU to configure SoftVert to the requirements of your synthesizer. This is part of the installation procedure for SoftVert and your synthesizer. View save. Save current configuration. You can save your current configuration to disk with the VU program. The correct format for this command is VU space save space filename dot VU. For example, you might use the command VU save lotus dot VU to save the configuration you chose for Lotus 1-2-3. This command saves the configuration to disk in your current directory or subdirectory. The file name must follow DOS conventions, that is, it may only use certain characters and may not be more than 8 characters long. The extension should always be, quote, VU, end quote. The VU program follows DOS path conventions, so you may run it from a subdirectory. However, the file name must be in the same subdirectory, or you must specify the subdirectory using the backslash command. For example, if you want to save the lotus.vu configuration in your SoftVert subdirectory, but you are in the root directory, you must type VU space save backslash softvert backslash lotus dot VU. Page 111. You may save as many configurations as you have available disk space. VU load, load current configuration. You can load any configuration with the VU program. The correct format for this command is VU space load space filename dot VU. For example, you can use the command VU space load space lotus dot VU to load your Lotus configuration. The VU program follows DOS path conventions, so you may run it from a subdirectory. However, the file name must be in the same subdirectory, or you must specify the subdirectory using the backslash command. For example, if the lotus.vu configuration is in your softvert subdirectory, but you are in the root directory, you must type vu space load backslash softvert backslash lotus.vu. You can load your configuration without loading the synthesizer settings by adding the word vert, V-E-R-T, to the end of the VU load command. The first 16 bytes of each VU file contains the synthesizer commands, paren, rate, pitch, and volume, close paren. When you add the vert, V-E-R-T, argument to the VU load command, it tells softvert to ignore these first 16 bytes when loading the configuration file. If you ever switch synthesizers, you should reload your configurations using the vert instruction. The command has the following format. VU space load space file name dot VU space VERT. Using VLAB. You can give verbal names to function keys and directional keys, paren, such as home and page up, close paren, with the VLAB paren verbal labels, close paren programs. You can label all 10 function keys, the 10 function keys plus shift, the 10 keys plus control, and the 10 keys plus alt. This is all 40 function key functions normally used by programs like WordPerfect. In addition, you can label the home, end, page up, page down, insert, and delete keys alone and with the shift or control. Page 112. The labels do not change the way the function keys act. They merely give a verbal label to the keys. They are a verbal template functioning the way a visual template does for identification. You must create and save the label set as a DOS text file. To load the labels, first run the label driver, the VLAB program. Then load the label set, paren, the data, close paren, using the VPU program. You need only run the label driver once in each session. Once you have run the label driver, you may load the new label sets as you need them during the day. When you load a new label set, the new key names will overwrite the old ones. Creating labels. Create the label set using your favorite method of writing and saving a DOS paren ASCII close paren text file. You may use a DOS line editor such as Edlin. You may use the DOS command copy space CON, although you will be hampered by copy space CON's inability to edit. You may also create the label using your word processor, then use the word processor's command to save as a DOS text file. You may give the file any name you want, but you should always give it the extension LAB. You must create the label set using a specific format, similar to the dictionary format. First type the vert plus abbreviation for the key, then type a space. Finally, type the name you want the key to speak. The maximum length of the expansion label is 32 characters. The key abbreviations are as follows. F number, function key. A, alt, S, shift, C, control. For example, SF1 is shift F1. CF1 is control F1. AF0 is alt F10. Please refer to Appendix I for a complete list of key label abbreviations. Page 113. Loading the label driver. The label driver is the vlab.exe program. It is a memory resident program taking up a little less than 10K of computer memory, or RAM. Type vlab to run the label driver. You must run this program before you can load a label set. Loading label sets. To load label sets, we have added a new command to the VU program, the command VU space label, L-A-B-E-L. You must follow this command with the name of the file that contains your label set. The format of this command is as follows: VU space label space file name dot L-A-B. The VU label command follows DOS path conventions, so you may run it from a subdirectory. However, the file name must be in the same subdirectory, or you must specify the subdirectory using the backslash command. For example, if you want to load the wp.lab label set from your softvert subdirectory, but you are in the root directory, you must type vu space label backslash softvert backslash wp.lab. Unloading label sets. You may erase a label set at any time with the softvert command vu space label space off. This command clears all your labels from memory. It does not erase the label file from disk. When you type vu space label space off, vert will say, quote, labels turned off, end quote. You can include the label commands in your batch files. Following is an example of a batch file to load labels for WordPerfect. Load WordPerfect, then turn labels off when you exit WordPerfect. Page 114. VLAB, V-L-A-B, new line. VU space label space WP dot L-A-B, new line. WP percent sign 1, new line. VU space label space off. Using Silent Windows. The Silent Windows program is used to make softvert silence specific screen areas. If you use programs such as ProCom or WordPerfect Library, which constantly refresh their status line, you will be much happier if you silence that line. Some terminal emulation programs continually update a clock. You will also want to suppress these screen areas. You must first define and save the screen coordinates you want to silence. Save the coordinates as a DOS text file. To load the silent window area, run the Silent Windows program and specify the file name that contains the screen coordinates to silence. You may load a new Silent Windows file as you need it during the day. When you load a new file, the new screen coordinates will overwrite the old ones. You can turn Silent Windows off at any time. Creating Silent Windows. Create the Silent Windows file using your favorite method of writing and saving a DOS parenthesis ASCII close parenthesis text file. You may use a DOS line editor such as Edlin. You may use the DOS command copy con, although you will be hampered by copy con's inability to edit. You may also create a file using your word processor, then use the word processor's command to save as a DOS text file. You may give the file any name you want, but you should always give it the extension SW. You must create the file using a specific format. First, enter the line number, paren, numbers, close paren, to silence, followed by a colon. Then enter the column, number, paren, numbers, close paren, to silence. To silence column 80 of line 1, enter the following, 1, colon, 80. You may specify a range of lines and columns to silence. The numbers in the range must be separated by a dash. You may specify several ranges on the same line, separated by a comma. Page 115. To silence all of line 25, enter the following. 25, colon, 1, dash, 80. To silence all of lines 1 through 3, enter the following. 1, dash, 3, colon, 1, dash, 80. To silence columns 1 to 10 and 60 to 80 of line 25, enter the following. 25, colon, 1, dash, 10, comma, 60, dash, 80. It is best to give your Silent Windows files names that will be easy to remember. You may also insert text anywhere in the file to help you remember what the file is for. The Silent Windows program will only act on the numbers in the file. Loading Silent Windows. You will run Silent Windows from the program file sw.exe. Type SW to invoke this program, followed by the file name you have created. Thus, to invoke your WordPerfect Silent Windows file, type the following: SW space WP.SW. Unloading Silent Windows. You may unload a Silent Windows file at the DOS prompt by typing the following: SW space off. If you load a Silent Windows set for an application program, you will probably want to unload it if you need to work in DOS. It is best to have the full screen speak when giving DOS commands. Page 116. Turbo keys. Turbo keys are a new feature of SoftWrt. This feature is only active with Telesensory's new Personal Vert synthesizer. Using turbo keys, you can fast forward or fast rewind in review mode through material sent to the Personal Vert synthesizer. The turbo keys are the two shift keys. The left shift key executes a fast rewind. The right shift key executes a fast forward. You will not hear recognizable words during these commands. You will hear a hissing sound that lets you know you are passing over text material. When you release the shift key, you can resume normal speech reading commands. Appendix A, reading the disk manual. There are several options available for reading the disk manual. The most powerful uses the program entitled read.com, which is supplied on the Soft Plus program disk. The second most powerful uses the program more.com, supplied on your DOS disk. The third is the type, T-Y-P-E, command, which part of your system whenever DOS is booted and is available whenever you are at the DOS prompt, paren, A greater than, B greater than, or C greater than, close paren. Using read.com, unlike the more and type commands, which do not give you much control while reading text files, the read.com program gives you many useful commands. It even has the capability to read files larger than the memory of your computer. It will perform forward searches through the entire document for any text string. The read.com program is supplied on your SoftWrt program disk and on your working copy if you made one. To use read.com, put the SoftWrt manual disk with the read.com program in drive A and the disk with the file you want to read in drive B or C. In the following example, the file we want to read is called intro.doc, and is on the C drive. Enter the following: read space C colon intro dot doc. The quote read end quote program will load from drive A, then the intro.doc file will load from drive C and display on your monitor. To avoid using two disks and having to indicate the required drive, you may also copy the read.com onto the disk with the text files and simply enter read space intro.doc. To put a copy of the quote read end quote program in the root directory of your hard drive, place the diskette with the read.com on it in drive A and enter copy space A colon read.com space C colon. Page 118. When loaded, the read program is immediately available to read the first screen of information. You can learn about the reading commands by pressing function key 1, paren, F1, close paren, on the PC to bring up the help screen. These are the commands described in the read.com help screen. Continue to next page. Enter. File top and restart. Home or T. File bottom. End or B. Find text. Slash text. Find text again. A or F3. Help. F1. High bit stripped or left. 7 or 8. Line current. F8. Line down, down arrow or F9. Line up, up arrow or F7. Line, quote, wrap, end quote, on or off. W. Page down scroll. Page down or D. Page up scroll. Page up or U. Printer on or off. P. Quit. Q. Scroll left 20 columns. Left arrow. Scroll right 20 columns. Right arrow. Terminate reading. Escape or F10. Line 24, paren, the last line on the screen, close paren, contains a menu of available commands. The function keys will control read.com unless Vert is in review mode. Read.com is a public domain program. However, it has been customized for use with the Vert speech programs. It has had several bugs repaired and new features added. It is still in the public domain. This means you can make copies of this program to give away. None of the other files on the disk are public domain. You cannot give away any other programs. In fact, it is illegal to do so. Using the MS-DOS, quote, more, end quote, program. The DOS, quote, more, end quote, program is not as powerful as read.com, but because it is available whenever you have a DOS disk, it is worth knowing. It will let you read text files which are too long to fit on a single screen. Page 119. Quote, more, end quote, is a program and must be loaded from a disk. To use more to read a file called manual.doc on your A drive, insert the disk with the file you want to read in drive A and enter more less than A colon manual.doc. This will load the more program from your hard drive. The file manual.doc will load from your A drive and display on your monitor. When the screen is full, the message, quote, dash dash more dash dash, end quote, will appear at the bottom of the screen. You can use softvert commands to review the screen information. When you are ready to go to the next screen, press any key. Continue reading this way until you are returned to the C greater than prompt. Using the MS-DOT, quote, type, end quote, command. MS-DOS includes a command which allows you to view the contents of a text file on the screen without using a word processor. This works best with a, quote, pure ASCII, end quote, or, quote, text, end quote, files, namely files like the softvert manual files. But because the type command scrolls continuously through a file without giving you much control, it is really best for reading a short file, one that fits on one screen. To view a file on the screen with the type command, place the diskette with the file to be read in the drive, then enter type space file name dot extension, paren, then press enter, close paren. Type is the command that will allow you to view the file on the screen. File name is the name of the file you wish to view. The, quote, dot, end quote, paren, period, close paren, is a required separator and is only required if the desired file has an extension. The XT is the extension. Quite often the extension will be doc, D-O-C, paren, document, close paren, txt, paren, text, close paren, man, M-A-N, paren, manual, close paren, or ins, paren, instructions, close paren. Some files do not have extensions. Here is an example of how the type command might be used to view a file named read.me. Type space read.me. You may pause the scrolling by pressing Control key and the, quote, S, end quote, key simultaneously, paren, Control S, close paren. This sends a message to the computer to stop data until another character is pressed. Page 120. Then you can use vert commands to read the screen. Press any key to resume scrolling text. This is the end of tape 3, side 2.